Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From organic to traditional, from commercial growers to hobbyists, there should be something for everyone at the UK Horticulture Research Farm's Twilight Tour a week from tonight, July 28, starting at 6.
Hopefully it'll be a little cooler. And what we have is three tours set up. We have a vegetable tour and a fruit tour and a sustainable agriculture vegetable and ornamental tour. And hopefully everybody can take two tours before dark, so they'll have a choice. We're going to run the tours for about an hour each, and then they'll get a chance to switch.
UK Hort Specialist John Strang says it's simply a chance for researchers to show their latest findings, like his own work in sweet corn varieties.
These are the high sugar type corns that have the eating quality of regular sweet corn. Haven't tested those in a while. And, you know, these seed companies are putting a lot of varieties out, and it's very difficult for growers to keep up with them. And it's hard to compare them unless you're taking data on them and comparing them one to the other.
One tour stop will explain work on trapping stink bugs, a pest that homeowners these days share with farmers.
In the Louisville area and the Lexington area, they're moving in pretty high numbers, and people are finding them in their houses. And once they find them in their houses, they're showing up in their crops. But they can feed right through a sweet corn husk and feed on those kernels and the sweet corn. They put corky spots in peppers and tomatoes and apples and peaches and pears.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got a GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
UK horticulture specialist John Strang says they make use of the state mesonet weather system.
We consider the mesonet extremely valuable. We have one of the sites on our horticultural research farm, and of course that gives us up-to-the-minute temperature and weather data.
You can check it out online at mesonetky.org for real-time weather information in your area. The field day will have a presentation on the mesonet and on a self-guided cultivation system.
John Wilhoit in Ag Engineering will be featuring his furrow guidance machine that you just line it up on a furrow and you don't even have to sit on it. It goes to the end of the field and cultivates, and you can plant with it and so forth.
That horticulture field day at the UK South Farm in Fayette County next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Your county extension office will have details. No pre-registration required.
No, you just show up and we'll have an empty wagon there for you to ride.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.